Now back to the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.
Back here on the Shore Sports Network, we welcome you back in 20-20. Tom's River North and Red Bank Catholic all square here at the half. I have to say, I think that was probably the scariest thing that's ever happened to me at a broadcast. I've come close a couple of times. We did the game the other night, the Monmouth-Rutgers game, and I thought Miles Mack was going to jump over me on the table after he hit what turned out to be a game-winning two-pointer. But I can honestly say I've never had a player absolutely run me over like just what happened.
I mean, I didn't know if we were still on the air. I had to check that. And I didn't know if you were okay, so I looked at you. And then I realized that I should probably describe what had happened because I assumed they heard the last couple seconds of whatever you said and then just a lot of chaos.
I will be interested to hear that back on the replay, what that actually sounded like, because I can't imagine... it was very good, but I think it was PG rated.
I think it probably told the story. It probably went something like trying to save the ball out of bounds and then just a lot of hitting of the mic, falling.
Now, I will say, you as a Monmouth graduate, I was fortunate enough to have you in class. You did what I would have told you to do. The show must go on.
Hopefully.
I mean, I will say... On one level, I thought we were a little closer. You didn't even bother to get out of your chair to make sure I was okay.
Oh, I was standing.
But I was definitely standing. But the broadcast.
You were surrounded. You were definitely surrounded. I made sure we were still on the air, and then I tried to do my best to describe what had happened while also seeing if you were all right.
Now, in normal circumstances, you know, you get up and whatever. I had just had a pretty major shoulder operation about a month ago, of which was a bit of a concern, but I think I'm okay. Unfortunately, I think that the insurance policy for the Christmas Classic is all paid up, so I'll be filing a claim later on with tournament director Kevin Williams. Well, that being said, it is Red Bank Catholic 20, Toms River North 20, as we are at the break here. Quick little word of wisdom from Jim Catalano at the halftime word, as RBC's already back on the floor. Balanced scoring effort for the Caseys. Liam Byrne with 6. 5 points for Evan Madigan, 4 points for Kevin Fazio, 2 points for Eddie Hahn, 2 points for Joe Agius, 1 point for Tom Montano. On the north side, 6 points for Evan Martin, 6 for Mike Neister, 4 for Pat Marinaccio, 2 for Darian Carrington, 2 for Jordan Craig. That all brings us into a 20-20 tie. We'll take a timeout here, make it a 2-minute pause. We'll come back, recap the girls' game, look ahead to the second half as well. This is the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. You're listening live on the Shore Sports Network.
For high school basketball coverage all season long, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
1:25 to go here in the third quarter. As we get set for the start of the third quarter, Matt Harmon, Gary Colwall, the score tied at 20 apiece. The quarter totals 9-11 for Red Bank Catholic, 6-14 for Toms River North. Again, the 6 points for Evan Martin, 6 for Mike Neister. 6 points to lead the way for Liam Byrne, and that is where we stand right now. Toms River North trying to win their fourth WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. Red Bank Catholic trying to claim their first ever. You know, Gary, this game, just like any other, I guess, has ebbs and flows to it. An 8-point lead for RBC. Kind of felt like they had an opportunity to almost run away with it a little bit, and then pretty good run there by Toms River North to finish all tied at 20.
Well, I'll say that probably the biggest turning point was that four-point play by Mike Neister. Waited on it, got fouled, hit the three. And from that point on, another three-pointer came from Martin, and a couple of shots went down. And just like that, Toms River North was right back in the ballgame, able to tie it up in the waning minutes of the half at 20-20. But I think if you look back on this one, if Toms River North is able to pull this one out, you probably look back at that four-point play.
The academic scholarship recipients this year on the boys' side, we saw 5 girls get them earlier, 5 boys. Sean O'Brien from Brick Memorial, who's at King's College in Pennsylvania. Logan Schmitz from Brick Township High School was at Virginia Tech. And Sean Suskevich from Donovan Catholic. He is now down at Wake Forest, although I guess when he graduated last year, it was Monsignor Donovan still. But those will be the 3 scholarship winners on the boys' side to join the 5 on the girls' side. So many awards get given out, of course, at the end part of this one. We will go through all tournament selections. We'll do the Chuck Carney Award which is for the Hustle type award. Again, and as we mentioned, and if you've ever been to the WOBM Christmas Classic at any spot of the tournament, finals, semis, opening rounds, you know that this is a first-class tournament put on by Kevin Williams, who is the sports director for the Shore Sports Network and the tournament director here. We've got the Jim Runke Contribution Award. We've already given out the Arthur W. Harmon Jr. Memorial Award this year to John Werner. So a lot of good stuff happening here with a whole nother half of basketball, and at least one of our announcers running right now on 100%. I don't think I'm quite there yet, but hopefully at some point I will get my wits back about me.
You battled back pretty well, I got to be honest with you.
We'll
right back at it.
Good time to talk, too, about our coverage of Monmouth University Athletics that we have here on the Shore Sports Network. The Hawks will be back on the air on January 2nd on Friday when they will start a two-game road swing up in the Buffalo area at Canisius on Friday. And then Sunday afternoon against Niagara. Monmouth dropping a heartbreaker the other night, game that you heard here live on 1160, 1310 a.m., losing by just a point to Rutgers after leading much of the way. Hawks, though, 2-0 in league play, and at this point of the season, that is what counts the most.
Yeah, two big ones this weekend, Matt, up in Buffalo. If the Hawks can pull out a couple of wins, probably look at it and say 4-0. You'd probably rather be 4-0 in the league than have that win over Rutgers. We'd like to have both, but two big ones coming.
North starting with the basketball, moving left to right on your radio dial. Carrington, Craig, Marinaccio, Martin, and Neister, the five on the floor, the original starting five. Carrington, top of the key, able to penetrate past Burren, leave it off for Craig, who has it go off of his hands and out of bounds. First five back in for RBC, Burren, Madigan, Fazio, Eddie Hahn, and Joe Montano. Montano will bring it up court with 30 seconds gone by here in the third quarter. Montano gets it, swings at the left elbow. A two-pointer up and in for Kevin Fazio, who's got six. 22-20. Casey's take a two-point advantage. Marinaccio leading off on the right side for Carrington. Dribble drive through the lane. Kick back out for Marinaccio. He'll go down the left side of the lane. And the floater is up and in for Marinaccio, who's got a basket in each quarter for a game total of six.
Shifty player. He's got good footwork, and he's able to work his way inside.
Hahn able to penetrate past one. And then good help side defense by Tom Zervenorth. Ball deflected out of bounds. Will stay with RBC. Ted Thelemack coming back in. He will replace with sophomore Darian Carrington. Hahn inbounds. Fazio step back from the right elbow. Now going to drive against Craig. Try to kick to the outside for Montano. That pass intercepted by Evan Martin. Martin, one-on-one against Madigan. Thelemack continues his shooting. Will miss another. This one, three from the left corner. Martin looking to feed up over the top for Marinaccio to throw it out of bounds.
Still a little bit sloppy. Still a little bit sloppy out here, Matt.
This is a Casey basketball team, which had a great run last year. Quentin Nelson, the big football player, was a force in the middle. Casey's probably had their best basketball campaign in quite some time. Ball will go out of bounds here again for RBC, and another turnover will give Tom Zivernorth back the ball with 2 minutes gone by here in the second, in the third quarter rather, tied at 22. Here's Neister. Leaving things off, top of the key for Marinaccio. Down the right side of the lane, somewhere between the glass and a floater. He gets his own rebound back, missing that putback attempt. Thelemack has it for a second, now able to get it back and give the Mariners another possession. Four points combined so far in the first 2.5 minutes of action here in the third quarter. Marinaccio given the three by Hahn, well short, and Fazio with the rebound. Madigan pushing it up court. Kickoff on the right side. Three by Hahn off the mark. Fazio able to keep it alive for Tom Zivernorth. Jump ball is called on the possession arrow. It will stay with RBC. Jim Catalano arguing that was a bit of a quick whistle for a jump ball. Off the inbound, Fazio gets it. Got away with a travel, I think, inside and left a two-foot jump shot short. Craig running through the lane, kicks back outside for Martin. Martin checked by Madigan. Thelemak will fire a three at the top of the key, and he finally hits. He was 0 for 6 before finally draining one to give the Mariners a 25-22 advantage.
We said it earlier, he was going to shoot it if he got it, and finally able to drill one.
And green light still on.
Still.
4:40 to go in the third quarter. Hanen in the near side corner. Leaves up top. Drive down the floor for Madigan. And a traveling violation called on Fazio, who's unhappy with it. And Fazio will check out. So Agius will come back in. And Fazio's argument there was that he didn't really have the basketball, truly.
I don't necessarily disagree with him. The ball was kind of bounding around. I don't know if you can call that.
Thelemak, another three. Missing the shot here from the top of the key. He doesn't hesitate a second.
Never.
To put it up. Good backdoor cut for Madigan down the middle part of the lane. Kick out pass for Byrne. Hahn now on the left side of the lane. Dribble drive here along the baseline for Madigan. It's Montana with the three. That's good. Casey's here with a three-pointer to tie it back at 25. Midway through the third quarter. Martin off on the left side now, looking for Craig to post up. Thelemak gets it back. He'll take another one from the top of the key. That one missed. Rebound handled by Nyster. He's definitely got the green light because I just heard his coach say, shoot it when you get it there. Here's a pretty putback by Mike Nyster, who's got a team-high 8 and gives Tom River North a 27-25 advantage.
You could see Nyster reading that one the whole time. He worked his way from the right baseline, and when that shot didn't go down originally, he was right there to clean it up.
Hahn with a three, halfway down but rims out. Loose ball out of bounds, last touch by Madigan, and it will continue to be North basketball with 3:20 to go. Kevin Blum back into the game. And replace Thelemak. Carrington will kick outside here for Martin. He'll go down the middle part of the lane. Offensive foul on Evan Martin.
Again, good position from Hahn. Keeping his place right there on the right side of the lane, just inside the block, and holding his position well. Martin was definitely out of control.
Full court pressure applied here by Tom's River North. Montano, checked by Martin. It was a deflected ball, so no backcourt. And now we will have a hand check foul called on Evan Martin. That is his third. Team's second here of the half, so he will go sit.
Two quick ones on Martin.
Off the inbound. Byrne, step back jumper, right elbow, no good. Loose ball coming to Mike Husney. Husney and I need to have a chat after the game. Here's Carrington down the left side of the lane. Tough runner, almost got it to go. Rims out, picked up by Hahn. Hahn in trouble. He will find Byrne, who will walk it up over the timeline now with 2.5 to go. Madigan slips past Husney. Pull-up jumper from the left elbow, no good. Loose ball. Running down the court is Husney. He's got two of his fingers taped up heavily on his left hand. Three ball by Nyster is just short. In transition, Husney goes into the table again. Love his hustle. And it will be Red Bank Catholic basketball. Fortunately, that one a little bit down the table from where we are.
Yeah, kind of at the end. I love the hustle, though.
Oh, you do. It's how he played football, too. He's a full-speed guy. Blum whacks it Hahn. His second team's third. We sit here, 2:07 remaining in the third. Toms River North 27, Red Bank Catholic 25. Off the inbound, Casey basketball, baseline right, deflected out. We'll stay with Red Bank Catholic in the far side corner. Hahn finds Aegeus, now finds Martin streaking down the middle part of the lane. That was a layup that was missed. Long rebound comes to Montano. Byrne, long range three, off the mark and short. Byrne tried to save it, did, but it went to Marinaccio. Two on two, Marinaccio down the lane, and a blocking foul called here on Eddie Hahn, who will commit his first and the first team foul on RBC here in this third quarter.
Hahn's done a good job to take a couple of charges here tonight, but that time unable to set himself as he was getting back in transition and shuffling his feet just a little bit right over there at the elbow where the block was called.
Pat Marinaccio makes the first of two free throws. Blum back in. Jordan Craig out. Second free throw by Marinaccio is also good. He's got eight. Tom Montano will check into the game. Take out Joe Aegeus. So RBC going pretty small here. Tom, the biggest player on the floor. That's 6'4". Steal in transition. Marinaccio hustling down the court. Three on two. Marinaccio left side layup. Up and in. He's got six in the quarter. 10 for the game. Mariners have opened up their biggest lead of the evening, 31-25. Timeout taken by RBC. Full break. We step out as well. 1:34 to go in the third quarter. Mariners up by six. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.
1:34 to go from Press Row. It's Matt Harmon, Gary Kowal here on the Shore Sports Network. Broadcasting live tonight on 1160, 1310 AM, shoresportsnetwork.com. We've been treated to maybe not the best offensive game, but a competitive one in the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. Toms River North leading Red Bank Catholic 31-25 with 1:34 to play in this third quarter. Cleaning up the floor a little bit over by the Mariner bench before we put the ball back in play. Mariners will come out here with full court pressure. 2-2-1 pressure. Hahn helping out, bringing it up court. Double coming. Husney will cause a jump ball situation. And it will go back to Toms River North on the possession arrow.
More hustle at a number one for Toms River North.
He's kind of changed the complexion of the game a little bit. Not necessarily from a scoring standpoint, but just from an energy standpoint. Hands off here to Carrington. Husney does with 70 seconds to go in the third. Carrington down the left side of the lane. And we will get a foul called, should be a shooting foul, and allow Carrington to go to the line for two, of which it will. Darian Carrington, who's been pretty slow offensively here tonight so far, will hit the first free throw. He's got three. Nyster, the guy who leads the team in points with 18. Marinaccio hits it about 11, and they've got two guys hovering around 10 in Martin and Thelemac. Violation at the free throw line on that second one, so the score will hold at 32-25. Coming up on 1 minute remaining here in the third quarter. Martin getting up court. Carrington riding him the whole way and will get whistled for the bumping foul. His second, team's fourth. Sideline inbound play set up here by Red Bank Catholic. Tom Montano triggers in for Joe Montano. Off on the right side for Madigan. Now Tom Montano able to get it back. Far side on the right perimeter. Dribbling back up top, 45 seconds remaining. Good give and go. Hahn finding Tom Montano down the left side of the lane, who gets his first basket of the night. He's got three, and the lead 32-25 now, Tom's over North. Good vision by Eddie Hahn. Carrington leaves out for Marinaccio down the right side of the lane. Off balance runner, no good. Blum tried to keep it alive. Martin able to find it for Red Bank Catholic. Let's see what the Caseys do here in transition. A two-on-three as Martin will drive down the right side of the lane. Maybe got away with a travel there as he kind of palmed the basketball a little bit. With 7 seconds left, Hahn will take a deep three. Way too strong. Rebound tipped up. Hahn gets it back again and then got run over by Husney. I can sympathize. 0.1 on the third quarter clock. What is Husney doing to everybody tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he flattened him like he was a defensive back that time.
No whistle in terms of a foul. 0.1 here. Can't really do much but tip it up. That was the attempt. Montano looking for Hahn. That'll take us to the end of the third. Big turnaround in that quarter for Tom Zivernorth, who outscores Red Bank Catholic by a score of 12-7 to take a five-point lead. 32-27. We step out here for 30 seconds back with the start of the fourth quarter as you listen to the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship on the Shore Sports Network.
For high school basketball coverage all season long, visit shoresportsnetwork.com.
The half-court shot set to take place here for $10,000. Didn't catch the name of the female who will try it.
I believe it's Nikki, but I don't have a last name for you.
This is all part of the Gold Coast Cadillac sponsorship. We'll get the run up. Let it go. It was on the mark, but short. Good effort. 32-27, our score here. I wonder, any consolation prize? Huh. Okay, maybe a T-shirt?
Yeah.
Signed program from Gary Kowal?
It's worth a lot more than
10 grand.
That's worth a lot more than 10 grand.
I think it would be on eBay at the end of the night. Final set of 8 minutes set to get up and going here. 32-27. The score as Tom Zivernorth leads Red Bank Catholic. Casey's looking for their first ever WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. Don't forget, coming up postgame, we'll go through the all-tournament team and the tournament MVP, which certainly at this point very much up for grabs. Joe Montano has it off the inbound. Flips off on the right side for Eddie Hahn. Hahn up top for Madigan. His three is up and in. Big shot to start the quarter here. The lead has been trimmed to 32-30. Madigan now with eight. Martin, good spin move. Too strong, though, off the glass. Hahn with the loose ball. And it'll be Madigan to flip off to Montana. Will break the timeline with the dribble. Bouncing now on the left side, Liam Byrne, who's got a couple of threes tonight. Didn't score in that third quarter. Good crossover move going baseline. Finding, feeding Fazio. Couldn't get the double clutch shot to go on the right side. And here's Marinaccio in a three-on-three. Good crossover. Hanging runner going to his left. Pat Marinaccio's got a game-high 12 to lead the way to give the Mariners back a 34-30 advantage with just under 7 minutes to play. Hahn set up on the right side in front of the Casey bench. Marinaccio harassing defense. Hahn will drive. Step in from the elbow. Awkward looking shot, but Eddie Hahn able to convert. He's got four and down now to a two-point spread.
I think we're set for a good finish here in the fourth quarter. Not a lot of scoring, but it's been a close game throughout.
34-32. Inside feed for Jordan Craig, who now has four. Good finish from the left side. 36-32. Hahn, quick trigger three. Off the mark. Carrington tried to save it and does to Martin. Good hustle by Darian Carrington. 6:05 and running here in this fourth quarter. Carrington dribbles down the left side of the lane. Marinaccio cut off the baseline at the block. Went the shot up and off the mark. Montano now in transition. We'll find Madigan. He'll fire the three. Just rimmed out. Ball last touch by Craig going out of bounds. Casey's will keep it with 5:52 to go in the fourth. RBC down by four.
I'll tell you what, Jordan Craig is an absolute handful down low for Red Dine Catholic to try to guard.
Montano will feed inside Hahn. Turnaround jumper, foul line, no good. Long rebound comes down to Martin. Pretty impressive specimen in the pads as well. He will be a Division I recruit with another year to go as Carrington drives down the lane. Excuse me, he's a senior, so hasn't made his college decision quite yet. Three here by Marinaccio is good. He's heated up in this fourth quarter, 15 for the game, and a seven-point lead for Tom Zimmer North, 39-32. Shot rejected by Craig out of bounds. It'll be Casey basketball. Liam Byrne will put it in play. Montano has it between the circles. Byrne curls around the screen. His three balls up and in. Set that up well off the inbound. Byrne with three threes, nine for the game.
Red Bank Catholic hanging in.
39-35. Tom Montano intercepts the pass. Madigan quickly up court. Dribbles himself into the corner. Joe Montano able to save it from a backcourt violation. Tom Montano, good feed down low as Fazio was hacked on his way up. And we'll go to the free throw line for two shots. They will give the foul on Neister, his first, team's fifth. First free throw is missed by Fazio.
At the line, Kevin Fazio.
Ted Felimak back in. Neister will leave. I'll bet you $5 who takes the next North shot. Second free throw is missed. Tom Montano gets the rebound back.
As long as it's in his hands, you got safe money.
Madigan will feed Fazio. Foul line jumper off the mark, no good. And then a loose ball foul coming on Pat Marinaccio. He'll get whistled for his second, team sixth. RBC with just two team fouls. Tom Zimmer North with six. Casey basketball. Baseline inbound play being set up by Tom Montano. Off the feed, it'll be Montano to Hahn. He'll lay it in from the left side. Carrington lost it and fell to the floor in transition. Byrne missed it. Now it's picked up by Marinaccio.
I'm not really even sure what happened to him there. I think he just slipped.
He just fell.
Yeah.
Coming up on 4 minutes remaining. And referee Jim Moran will go back and look at the area that Carrington fell to make sure it's not wet or needs to be mopped up at all. Says it's okay.
Yeah, Coach Caswell was calling for that, and that's why they went over and took a look at it. But won't appear to have found anything, which makes it even more strange.
Smart decision. Just to check. Carrington will feed down inside for Craig. Bodied by Hahn. And a traveling violation called first. Now the referees will talk about it. One has travel. One has foul.
I think they're going to call the foul.
Now I think what the argument will be, as the Casey faithful unhappy with it, is that the foul caused the travel. Which would make sense. There was contact down inside. Third team foul on Red Bank Catholic. Three ball was missed. Handled here by Joe Montano. Up court, Hahn. Drives down the left side of the lane. Contact coming by Craig. And Eddie Hahn will go to the free throw line for two shots. Seventh team foul on Tom Zimmer North. So the Caseys will shoot for the remaining part of this game.
Going to the line, Eddie Hahn.
Hahn has yet to attempt a free throw tonight. Can tie it up if he makes both. Rims out the first. Mike Nyster back in. Thelemak will check out. Rory Caswell wants to take a 30-second timeout to talk things over.
30-second timeout.
And we will keep it here. Our next broadcast of local sports action coming up on Friday night. 7 o'clock tip up in the Buffalo area as the Monmouth University men's basketball team will return to take on the Golden Eagles of Canisius. You can hear Eddie Iacopinti and Steve Bazzaz broadcasting that game live. Pre-game show set to start right around 6:50. Hawks will try to go to 3-0 in conference play. Coming to a couple of the teams, maybe two of the surprise teams that are off the 2-0 starts, both Monmouth and Canisius.
Yeah, really I don't think anybody expected that, but some big ones for Monmouth this weekend, and looking to go to 3-0 and then 4-0 as they have Niagara a couple of days later, still up in Buffalo. It would be huge to get off to a 4-0 start in conference play.
Second free throw coming from Hahn. That one is up and in. So we've got a one-point game. 39-38. Harassing defense in the backcourt by Byrne. Going to make Carrington work to bring it up court this time. Breaks the timeline with the dribble. Down the left side. Kicked into the corner area for Martin. Did a great job to save it. Looking inside for Jordan Craig. Spins to the lane. Threw up an air ball. And a loose ball foul coming on Darian Carrington. He'll be whistled for the push. His third. Team's eighth. Free throws coming now for Red Bank Catholic. It'll be Hahn going back to the free throw line for this time a 1-1.
Eddie Hahn, 1+1.
Casey's can take advantage here of being at the free throw line for the remaining part of the game. Hahn makes the first, and he's got one more to follow.
And that's huge, already in the bonus with 3:40 to go.
Second one by Hahn. Front rim, back iron, and drops in. Three or four from the line in the quarter. He's got now 9 for the game. Red Bank Catholic takes the lead back 40-39 with 3.5 minutes to play. Mike Nyster curls around a screen. Three ball up and in. Nyster reigns from the outside. He's got 11, and his team takes back a 42-40 advantage. Tom Montana with a three. That one was halfway down and then kicked out. Martin gets it in transition. Feeds up court for Carrington. Coming up on 3 minutes remaining. Shifty dribbling from Darian Carrington, but Byrne doing a good job to stay in front of him.
What a roller coaster this game has been, Matt.
Carrington down the left side of the lane, feeding in for Jordan Craig. And a jump ball will be called. And on the possession hour, it will be North basketball.
8-point lead for RBC in the first half. Toms River North took a 7-point lead here in this half. And now on these last couple of possessions, James have traded the lead.
Off the inbound, Nyster with the three again, falling down in the corner. Back-to-back threes for Mike Nyster. Ball going out of bounds, deflected out. It will stay with Red Bank Catholic. Mariners back up here by 5, 45-40. .245 and rolling now. See if the KCs have an answer. Hahn backing his man down. Middle part of the lane. Through a blind pass. Is able to be picked up by Montano. Here's a three. That's off the mark from Evan Madigan. Marinaccio able to handle the loose ball. Carrington wants to be cleared out, and he will bring it up court. High stepping his way into the front court against Liam Byrne. 2:20 to go. Toms River North leading by 5, 45-40. Martin was called for a travel, and it will be Casey basketball on the far sideline. Joe Montano flipping off on the right. Hahn gives to Byrne, curls around a screen. Tough jumper, step in from the free throw line, a step in from the three-point line, excuse me. Off the mark, picked up by Craig. Here's Carrington in transition. Nyster with a three from the corner again. Craig with the offensive rebound. He's fouled on the way back up. If Nyster would have made that one, I think the roof would have came off the Pine Belt Arena.
Yeah, I mean, he's a three-point machine, Matt. He's got three of them today. And some big ones. One was a four-point play. One was contested. He actually fell to the ground when he hit it. Very, very good long-range shooter.
Craig with the first of two free throws, missing that first one. Second one coming up for the senior Jordan Craig. That one is good to give his team a six-point lead, 46-40. Up court, Byrne. He'll take a three from the right side. No good. One and done as Marinaccio nabs the rebound. And then in the backcourt, Byrne commits a frustration foul on Carrington. Still a non-shooting foul, but that is the fifth team foul on RBC. Pat Marinaccio sent to trigger the inbound. Carrington right now being doubled by Tom Montano and Liam Byrne. Looking to split through, pushed off one. Martin able to flash back and help out. Now it'll be Pat Marinaccio to bring the ball up court. Turnover, just over midcourt, and then turned over again as Hahn got it flicked out from the backside. Carrington will get bumped at the half-court emblem. Sixth team foul on Red Bank Catholic. So one more, and everybody will be shooting free throws. That's whistled on Evan Madigan. His second. Darian Carrington sent to put it in play with a minute 31 to go. In the backcourt, hit by Byrne, and Carrington will now go to the line as that is the seventh team foul on Red Bank Catholic. Fourth on Liam Byrne. Byrne better watch it. He's a guy that I would think RBC would want on the floor as he's got three three-pointers. Back rim no good by Carrington. And then a loose ball foul down inside on Jordan Craig. And that's not going to make Rory Caswell happy at all. It's going to allow RBC to come down and shoot a 1-1 with no time taken off the clock at all.
And not a good foul there by Jordan Craig. And giving RBC a chance to chip away at the six-point lead without any time coming off the clock. That's absolutely the exact opposite of what you want to do right now.
Craig with his third, ninth team foul. On the front end of the 1-1. Makes it. On 4 of 5 from the line in the game, all coming here in the fourth quarter. A guy that has already received multiple Division I offers at the quarterback spot, showing his prowess on the basketball court as well. Connecting to cut the lead to 4, 46-42. Substitution of the game, Kevin Fazio back in. Liam Byrne will check out. Little offense, defense. Fazio in for defensive purposes. Foul in the backcourt, as the plan here by Jim Catalano will be try to extend it, especially when it's still in the 1-1. Tom Montano was hit and will go to the line for a 1-1. That's the fourth foul on Montano. And a 1-1 situation coming for Evan Martin. Eighth team foul on RBC. Martin to the line for the front end of a 1-1. Barely grazed the rim.
Toms River North with that missed free throw has left the door open for RBC here.
Sure have. Down four with 75 seconds to go. Hahn will drive. Missed the runner down the right side of the lane. That would have been big. Martin is fouled. Carrington will weave his way up court. Had Craig wide open. Instead, he was bumped by Evan Madigan. As we've now gotten ourselves into a foul fest. That's the 19th foul And it will send Darian Carrington to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1.
Darian Carrington.
Tom Zimmer North going to try and ice this away at the free throw line. Carrington's first. Back rim, no good. Yikes. Another missed 1-1. Second in a row. Hahn with it. We're inside of a minute to go. Hahn with a long range three. Don't understand that. Was way off the mark. And now Martin will look to bring it up court. Up ahead for Jordan Craig. He'll pull back out. Carrington with 45 seconds. Got Joe Montana in the air with the ball fake. That's the 10th team foul, so everything now will be two remaining part of the way here. Darian Carrington right back to the free throw line.
Knocked down a pair here with 46 seconds. It makes it a six-point game. Still two possessions, but go a long way in the victory. But
Carrington
North can't get anything to go down.
Missing the free throw. They have missed four free throws here in the quarter of their five attempts. Second one. That is good by Carrington. Makes it a five-point advantage, 47-42. Timeout has been taken on the floor with 46 seconds remaining here in this fourth quarter. Full timeout. We'll step out real quick as well. 30-second pause. We're back for the remaining part of this fourth quarter. The 31st annual WOBM Christmas Classic. It's Tom Zimmer North, 47, RBC 42. Back with more on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.
Hope you're enjoying this one. And what is a holiday tradition here at the Shore, the WOBM Christmas Classic. We broadcast live on the Shore Sports Network. Matt Harmon, Gary Kowal tonight. This is one that's coming down to the wire. It's Tom Zimmer North 47, Red Bank Catholic 42. Casey basketball off the timeout. Joe Montana will bring it up court with 40 seconds remaining. Breaks the timeline with the dribble. Shifting his way off on the left side. Madigan loses it, goes down on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. It'll be Casey basketball in the possession hour, but another missed chance for RBC. Tom Zimmer North has done just enough to keep the Caseys in the game, but RBC won't go all the way through the door. Off the inbound. Madigan swinging for Byrne. Ball deflected out of bounds. Will stay with RBC. 28.9 remaining in regulation.
Got to get something off fairly quickly here.
Joe Montana spins. Now it's Tom Montana with it. Kick out Joe Montana. His three on the way. Short and no good. Carrington saved it from going out of bounds. And it goes to Marinaccio, who is fouled. He will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Now really with a chance with a couple to put this one on ice.
Stepping to the line, Pat Marinaccio.
Crowd starting to filter out as well, sensing that the game in hand. At least the casual fans are, and a lot of the RBC fans are. Free throw by Marinaccio is good. 48-42. Still a two-possession game. This would be big, make it a three-possession game with a free throw. Marinaccio short on the free throw. Caseys will try and quickly get it up court. Hahn weaving his way through traffic, finding Madigan on the right side. Forced the three-pointer off the mark. Now with 5 seconds left, rebound taken down by Nyster. He's fouled by Tom Montana, who will foul out of the game. And Nyster can add to his scoring total. He's got 14 with a chance to get to 16 here. So Tom Zimmer North will claim their fourth WOBM Christmas Classic Championship in the 31-year history. I'd have to go back and ask. I guess Kevin would be the only one to maybe know. Was there ever a year they didn't play in this tournament? They were in it in the beginning, and they're in it now. And they're kind of spotted in every decade. But every once in a while, a team will make a run to Florida or do a tournament outside the area. I know since I've been covering that, I don't remember a year that they were not in it. As Nyster puts Toms River North to the 50-point mark on the day. He's got 16. We'll check out. Very likely could be your tournament MVP. And with three. Three ball on the way. They will count that one by Evan Madigan. But not enough to change the outcome of the game. It is Toms River North to win it 50-45. Let's step out here. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Come back, start the post-game show. Have the all-tournament selections, the tournament MVP, as well the Chuck Carney and the Jim Runke Award to be given out. Toms River North wins 50-45, knocking off Red Bank Catholic. We're back in 2 minutes on the Shore Sports Network.
For high school basketball coverage all season long, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Coach. And we welcome you back here. Toms River North able to knock off the Caseys of Red Bank Catholic 50-45. Rory Caswell, the head coach of the Mariners, good enough to give us a couple of minutes here before the celebrations will continue here. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the tournament. Second in 3 years. Got to feel pretty good, right?
Yeah, it definitely is good. It's a real program thing. This is a whole new set of kids that won from the first time. These kids were freshmen and sophomore that won, and they saw the older kids win it, won one of their own.
Really impressed, obviously. The name Nyster means a whole lot to the Mariner basketball program. Mike, the younger, he's going to be the tournament MVP. That's already been handed to me, and certainly well-deserved for him. Played, again, a really solid game.
Yeah, he shot the lights out of the ball. They did a great job defending him, especially early on. He only had maybe 4 points in the first half, but he stayed patient, didn't force it. He got some open looks later on, and the guys did a great job getting in the ball. He's the first pick. He gets open only from those other guys.
You know, Coach, one of the things that you just touched on is some of the big questions of this team with a whole set of basically new guys. There were a lot of questions just how good this team could be, but off to a 5-0 start and a WOBM championship, that's a pretty good way to begin the season.
You can't ask for a better start than that. These core guys got a good set of experience last year at the end of the season, and they're able to carry it on, and they just play together and they play hard, and that's what I tell them. Play together and hard and you'll win.
Honey and lemon for you right after the game. Yes. Coach, thanks for giving us a couple minutes.
Thanks.
Appreciate the time. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Rory Caswell, obviously beaten up after the tournament, as many head coaches would certainly be. Congratulations to him and the Mariners for winning the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. Let's go through the all-tournament selection. Shavar Reynolds from Manchester Township, Aaron Schneiderman from Brick Memorial, Chris Iapicchio from Lacey, Kyle Zajkowski from Freehold Township, John Venturi from Point Borough, all second-team all-tournament selections. The first-team all-tournament time here, Barry from Toms River South, Ryan Jensen from Manasquan, Liam Byrne from Red Bank Catholic, Evan Madigan from Red Bank Catholic, Patrick Marinaccio from Toms River North, and then the two big awards, the Chuck Carney Award, which is given to like an unsung-type player, Evan Martin. You can see why Martin got the award. He had 6 points today, 14 in the semifinals, 11 in the quarters, and 4 in the opening round. He is the guy that certainly makes a lot of the offense go for Toms River North. And Mike Nyster, 16, 14, 26, and 16 here tonight. His scoring totals, Gary, he will be the tournament MVP, and from what we saw, certainly well-deserved.
Yeah, I mean, he is a sharpshooter from the outside, I'll tell you. Contacted, knocking him down anyway. He hit 8 threes yesterday, a couple more this afternoon. I believe he had 3 today. He did. Very good player, and he's only a sophomore. I'm telling you, the one to look back on now that Toms River North has the victory, that 4-point play in the second quarter was huge.
Let's just run through the scoring totals for you tonight. 11 points apiece for Evan Madigan and Eddie Hahn for RBC to lead the way. Liam Byrne had 9. 6 points for Kevin Fazio. 3 points apiece for Joe Montano and Tom Montano. And 2 for Joe Agius. The quarter totals 9, 11, 7, and 18 for a game total of 45. RBC falls to 4-2. On the year. For Toms River North, 16 apiece for Pat Marinaccio and for Mike Nyster to lead the way. Those are the only two players in double figures. 6 for Evan Martin, 4 for Darian Carrington, and 2 for Ted Thelame. The quarter totals for the Mariners, 6, 14, 12, and 18 game total of 50. The Toms River North team off to a great start, now 5-0 to open up the 2014-15 campaign. Gary, as we get set to say goodbye here, the last couple of days of the 2014 calendar year, this was a lot of fun. Appreciate you coming down and being part of the broadcast tonight.
Well, much appreciate you guys having me, and
It's a good couple of games. Happy to do it.
More high school basketball to follow. Check out ShoreSportsNetwork.com for updated schedule information and broadcasts that will be added. Of course, we will cover the Shore Conference tournament come in February, but probably something in between there. And, of course, the Shore Sports Network, your radio home for the Monmouth University men's basketball program as well. Hawks back on the air on Friday night, part of a two-game road swing with Canisius and Niagara. Great job, Harrison Strebbins, in the studios tonight of the Shore Sports Network, getting through two games, long one for him. For my partner, Gary Kowal, and all of us here at Town Square Media and the Shore Sports Network, Tournament Director and Sports Director Kevin Williams. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for joining us again for the 31st annual WOBM Christmas Classic. Your champions, Manasquan and Tom's River North. Great tournament run once again. And again, Happy New Year from all of us at the Shore Sports Network. I'm Matt Harmon saying so long from the Pine Belt Arena in Tom's River. You've been listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship on the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to the championship games of the 31st annual WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. Tonight's game was presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish, be a sub above. For daily coverage of high school basketball all season long, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.